Welcome to the Larry Kreider's Leadership Podcast. Larry is the author of over 40 books, the founder of Dove International, a worldwide family of churches and ministries in six continents, and has over 50 years of leadership experience. He and his guests will share inspirational leadership insights from their journey with God. These insights, gleaned from serving leaders in many nations, will transform your life and leadership. For more information on Larry's books and resources, visit LarryKreider.com.
Welcome to the Larry Kreider Leadership Podcast. Larry Kreider here with David Yarns. Wow. Back for the second time. Dave, welcome back.
Hey, it is so great to be here.
Thank you.
Love our last show.
Yeah, I mean, it's really fun. So we're going to really, you've had a life message and the three circle strategy for fulfilling life, and you've written books on this.
Yes.
And I want you to unload this for our listeners today. What is this three-circle strategy? You know, just start in the beginning for a fulfilling life. Start in the beginning and just download all that God's given you, and I have some questions in between.
Well, this is certainly, and I want to be transparent. I just want to humble myself because some of the stuff that I'm going to tell you really is, it makes me a little bit of vulnerability, but the three-circle strategy composes of three intersecting circles: spirit, skill, and self-mastery.
Okay.
And we use the icon of fire, a compass, and a plume and paper. So why is that? So the bottom line is somebody could come in and say, hey, I want to work on your friend. I would like to do an operation. I'm a doctor. I've never done this before, but I'll speak in tongues. I'll pray, play Hosanna music. I really feel like I can do this. Very highly gifted spiritually, but he lacks the skill.
Right.
Another guy can come in and say, hey, I'm agnostic. I've never made a decision, but I'm the number one surgeon for this. And I've applied all my life to learning this.
Right.
And then the last one is you could have both of those attributes, but if you show up late and you're sloppy and you you can't keep your life together, your life is just a dumpster fire in all other ways.
Right.
You know, those three things come together. And for a long time, we all believed, well, it's either or.
Uh-huh.
This guy is spiritual and this guy is secular. But what a false dichotomy.
So true.
We should be great in spirit, skill, and self-mastery. And the self-mastery one is one that you helped me through, because there was a time where I would be impetuous, I would say the wrong thing, and then you're wondering why you can't build the team you want. You're wondering, if you can't lead yourself, you can't lead others. Mm. If my insecurity doesn't allow you to give me feedback, that's got nothing to do with you.
Right.
It's got everything to do with my lack, or if I lack emotional intelligence. I'm just a bull in a china shop. I'm just bowling people over all the time. How can you expect to build an award-winning team?
Yeah.
So those three components really are the ones that I think make a successful life, a successful business, and a successful future. From there, I built free guides that go with each chapter that begin to ask you questions for building your life. Who do you want to spend your life with? What are the important relationships? What do those relationships look like long term?
Right.
What are the skills that you have? What are the ones that you need? How can you reinforce those? Because what I found is, I spent years in college. I waffed around on majors, but I was probably in and out of college probably for 10 years, and nobody asked me these kinds of questions.
Huh.
Nobody sat down and said, well, what do your important relationships look like? What are you skilled at? Where's your passion? How does this work? How's your gifting work with your mix? So after years, I took the time and tried to put it all down and say, this is what I'm talking about.
Talk to us about emotional alignment. What is emotional alignment?
Yeah, so this is one that evolved for me. So let me go back a little bit. So Steve Jobs did a lot of good things, but one of the things that I think he was harmful is that a very famous speech early on, he said, follow your passion, follow your dream. If you surveyed people, they did this in Canada recently, what are you passionate about? It's things like playing hockey.
Yeah.
Being a social media influencer,
right,
you know,
right.
And then a lot of people don't know what their passion is. So, you know, and it really is setting people up for a certain type of failure. Follow your passion. Well, I'm working a 9-to-5 job providing for my family. Is that my passion?
Right,
should I be dispassionate?
Right,
am I in the right place? But but alignment with your passion. So you've got to work. You're called to work.
That's right.
You're called to build career capital.
Right.
You're getting better at it.
Right.
But you don't want to be in a place that just drains you all the time, that you just, you know, it is like nails on a chalkboard every day.
Yeah.
I think I came from a background early on in Christianity where people told me that if it's good and you enjoy it and you're passionate about it, it's probably sinful and you should, you know what I mean? But Jesus was passionate.
Right.
And, you know, one scripture, I think it's Hebrews 5:70, with loud cries and tears he offered up prayers. So there's a sense of unleashing that within a certain construct gives you emotional fuel.
Mm.
That's why you'll persevere when other people quit. That's why you'll be in the office later. That's why you'll make that business grow, because your emotion is aligned with that.
Okay, so that's the essence of emotional alignment.
Yes.
Okay, and then you get from there into the circle of the spirit, circle of skills, and circle of self-mastery, which you just touched on. Let's talk more. Let's dig into that more.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing that we can begin to do is craft a plan around these things.
Okay.
If you fail to plan, you plan to fail.
Right.
I think there's a lot of truth to that.
Yeah, there is.
You know, and I think there's a certain kind of insecurity where I kind of don't want to write down where I'm at, because once I do, now I'm going to be accountable.
Right.
And, you know, I'm going to have to open the lid on this box and kind of look inside and see what's not going right. But think about a plan to grow spiritually within a context of your life calling.
Mm.
So your life calling could be a missionary, you know, in China. Your life calling could be to work in a support group for a hospital, or your life calling, like me, could be to work in business. So there's a spiritual dynamic around that that is unique to each calling, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a general, you know, I need to read the Bible, I need to pray, but within that,
right?
It's kind of like if I'm trying to be a lion tamer, I need to work around lions,
right?
If that's your ministry and business, you're going to want to develop that spirit skill that in that environment in such a way that you are using the language of that culture, directing the resources, managing in that, you know. You've seen it. People will come out of one spiritual sphere. Say they're the biggest pastor in the town.
Right.
And if you take them from there and you take them to Washington to speak to a group of lawmakers, there's nothing. There's not the same power.
Correct.
And, you know, or if you took them to Wall Street.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a spiritual nature within this, you know, within your sphere that God has called you to, your area of influence.
Mm.
And that's that circle. The skill circle, you know, Malcolm Gladwell defined excellence as 10,000 hours of devoted training in a particular skill. It's different than gifting.
Right.
God has gifted you as an author.
Right.
You got a gifting. You know, maybe God has gifted me as a business person. But from there, I've got responsibility to develop skill. You've written, produced these books. I've started businesses and managed them and read. My library is full of books, thousands of hours of training in that, so that you can be precise in your language, you can be precise in your action, you can use skill. Now, I think it's easier for us to see if it's things like you know, figure skating, or if it's, you know, you can see the skill involved, but it's the same if you're an entrepreneur. There's skill involved. It's not dumb luck.
Mm-hmm.
It's not gifting alone, and it's not spiritual things alone. And then the self-development side. Do I get up in the morning? Do I manage my own life? Do I manage those important roles and goals, I like to call them? You know, I'm a husband, I'm a father, I'm a caretaker over other men and women. I'm a pastor. Those are my roles and my goals within them. Am I managing them? Because how many times have you and I seen people where they got a great business going or they've got a great ministry and you and I come along and their family is just falling apart.
Right.
The you know, it's like a $2 suitcase just bust open on them. And you think, well, how did this happen? They were so gifted in one circle.
Right.
So gifted in business or so gifted in spiritual, but the self-development side was just zero. Or, you know.
Yeah. It's so refreshing because, you know, I meet some people skill off the chart, but maybe, you know, they're not really understanding the role of the Spirit and understanding the biblical side, you know, and then others who've, you know, so disciplined, self-mastery off the chart, but they're missing in other ways. But I love the way you bring the three together. It's powerful.
Yeah, I've got a great story. A great friend of mine is a great, you know, large, you know, kind of Fortune 500 company.
Yeah.
They're doing well, Larry, and then all of a sudden their numbers tanked.
Uh-huh.
They just started to go down. A friend of mine is a great kind of spiritual business coach. They brought him in, and when he walked into their corporate office, someone had redecorated, and it was this demonic stuff. I mean, he saw it right away. Just, and you know how those pictures and obelisks and things can be. And you would think, like, what does that have to do with anything?
Right.
If it's just that skill circle, you'd be like, so what? Get to the bottom line.
Right, right.
But he gets together with them and come to find out that whoever had done that decorating had kind of a weird spiritual genre that they were involved in. At the time when they plotted when the artwork came into the corporate office, this is a big fancy building, was the exact time all hell broke
that
loose in their
amazing.
Business. And then at the time they removed that stuff, the recovery started.
Wow.
So without that spiritual insight, what are you going to do? You're going to pound your head against a wall.
Right, right.
You know, with a prophetic word that came. It's amazing because God does speak. He wants to speak.
Right.
And, you know, he said, cursed is the man who trusts in the flesh.
Right.
You won't see prosperity when it comes. If that's your only grid for prosperity—
Right.
Me working hard and, you know, kind of goose-stepping along in your plan, you'll miss those moments where God can, you know, really move.
Yeah. Well, I just love the way this all comes together so powerfully. Talk to us about keys to maintaining a fulfilling and prosperous future.
You know, I think, you know, you're in this business. You could probably tell more of us, but I liken it to, imagine you're driving in your car and one of those lights comes on in your dashboard, you know, the oil light or the brakes are going or the engine.
Sure.
Now, one thing you could do is just take a piece of tape and put it on the dash and the light's out, right?
Right.
You just go on. And I think, what do you have to do? You have to maintain. You have to take that diagnostic and go, I need to get the oil change or there's something going on here. And I think as we break life down into spirit, skill, and self-development, we can begin to diagnose those areas a lot quicker.
Okay.
You know, my health is 7, my kids are 4 or 5, you know, whatever, however that's working.
Right.
But when we start to break it down, we can be more specific about the help needed. And I think this really strengthens us in our leadership capacity. And because some of it provides the longevity needed.
Yeah.
I think as you're starting out, if you're listening to us today and you're starting out as a leader, trust me, you'll grow. And you'll grow. Sometimes it's painful.
That's right.
You hire the wrong person or something happens or your adversity comes. But sticking on the path keeps you getting better and better and better.
Yeah.
You learn. But if you get knocked off the path because you lack self-management, you lack skill development, you lack spiritual cohesion, now you it's kind of like you keep getting the rug pulled out and you keep starting over again. It's not a continuous development. I think that's what the maintenance is like.
Got it. And you've, I'm sure you heard before, the greatest act of spiritual warfare is to not quit.
Yes.
I haven't heard
it just like that, but I love that.
Yeah, and it's so true. Talk about setbacks, you know. You talk about loving your life and learning from setbacks. Talk a little more about that.
Yeah, yeah.
How do you learn from setbacks?
Yeah, so I think that setbacks are a way for us, and, you know, first of all, Think it not strange, brethren, when diverse trials come upon you. Yep. Listen, if you're on the podcast, you're listening, and you're going through that time, the biggest thing I would say is you're not alone.
Correct.
All of us have experienced
big time
setbacks. I mean, things that were costly or things that we thought were going to work. And sometimes you think, God, there's no fault of my own. Sometimes it's, I like the sense of, I need to give up my entitlement to understand. Like sometimes I'm dead in my tracks because I'm like, God, I need to know why this happened. I'm not going anywhere until you tell me this. And sometimes he doesn't reveal it right away.
Give up your entitlement to understand. That is really good.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah. That's cool.
I wish I could say it was mine. I heard it someplace or something like that. But I think for me that the sense of recovering from setbacks is all about creating an empowering mindset. Now, this sounds like New Age mysticism, but let's think about it. Two people get up the same day and they see the same thing. They have a flat tire.
Right.
Person A says, God hates me. This is another string in a downturn in my life, and this is miserable, and they think they're going to lose their job, and, you know. The second person gets up, says, sees the exact same event and said, boy, am I glad this didn't happen last night when I was on the highway.
Yeah.
Boy, am I glad my kids weren't in the car.
Right.
Hey, I can get an Uber to work. It cost me a couple of bucks. I might even have a chance to witness to the driver. I got AAA. I'll send them to fix the thing. What's my point? It's the exact same event.
So
one person is recovering from the setback through a proper mental alignment and understanding of God's provision.
Yes.
Another person is thrown into a tailspin. Mm. And that's, you know, I mean, it's a small example of a flat tire, but there are big things too. So we always have to come back to the point that God knew what was going to happen. Mm. He loves us. He's going to bring us through. We keep a powerful, resourceful attitude, and God will make things happen.
Beautiful, beautiful. What is proactive visualization? You talk about that. What is that?
Yeah, so there's a mouthful, isn't it? The only other person I've heard talk about it was Bill Johnson a bit. So I began to look at the scriptures about meditation. And I don't know what I thought. Maybe I just threw the baby out with the bathwater because I thought, well, it's maybe like Eastern mysticism or something. But whatsoever is good, noble, pure, of good report. So the actual taking time to envision something good. Think about
right.
it. You're sitting quietly, and in your mind's eye, you're picturing something good.
That's so good.
And if you can do that with business, like I'll give you an example. One day, two employees came in, and they were at odds. I didn't think there would be any resolution. I really didn't. I didn't have any faith. So I told my assistant, just keep them out in the waiting room for a minute. And in my mind's eye, I had to wait until I could visualize them being restored and having a healthy relationship together and seeing it. And then I asked them to come in, and the thing sorted itself out.
Wow.
So because there's something about God using our imagination. There's something about us, I think that's the art of biblical meditation, proactive, positive meditation, as opposed to Eastern mysticism would say, the Maharishi Mahesh Yogi said something like, the mind is a snake, you need to get it out of your way so you can receive enlightenment. No, that's not what we're talking about. Your mind is a tool, take every thought captive,
right.
but strengthen by thinking on powerful things. Mm. Cho talked about it a lot in his fourth dimension book.
Yes, he did. Yeah, so good, David. And again, for those of you listening here from probably 160 plus nations of the world, these truths are so, so powerful, so biblical, and so practical. That's why I love what you're doing, David. And so check out the show notes, and you'll see this little amazing book, An Introduction to the Three Circle Strategy for a Fulfilling Life. Much more about this, and we have time on this podcast today. And then Dave's book also, Ignite Your Passion, Chart Your Course, and Own Your Life, The Three Circle Strategy. Strategy for a Fulfilling Life. Just powerful, powerful stuff. Now, every year, Dave, you meet And again, for the show notes, anything more about Dave, daveyarns.com, and everything else, and ways to get hold of his books, whatever. You can have an Amazon, you can order, you know, through daveyarns.com, whatever. But every year, you bring together probably up to 500 people for what you call a Kingdom Business Association gathering of some kind. Talk about that.
Yeah, well, what an incredible time. Kingdom Business Association has been in existence for 15 years. It's people that are focused on, they believe that their mountain, their sphere of influence is the marketplace.
Wow.
And they're coming together for, yes, training, equipping, alignment, relationship, but also we believe in the release of the prophetic from your business. I think that's the differentiator. And I'm not saying that there's just, when we first started, Larry, you and I, you were part of the founding of KBA through when we first started, there weren't a lot of groups out there. Now there's a ton of good groups.
Sure.
But I think we're uniquely calling forth a prophetic word. One day I walk into the sauna of all places.
Right.
And a guy said to me, in Jesus' name, I see you buying a mall with Canadian money. That one phrase changed my life.
Wow.
I knew exactly what it was, and it came to pass.
Hmm.
So how do you write a business book about that? You can't. But you can get around people that cultivate the prophetic. And, you know, I'm heavily aligned with Morningstar for the last decade plus. Morningstar cut its teeth in the prophetic. Rick is known for the prophetic.
Right.
So that's a real thumbnail of the Kingdom Business Association. We do weekly prayer calls. We do coaching calls. We provide material. It's incredible. You can find out all about it on kbabiz.com. But we're trying to change the world through the marketplace.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, look, obviously, this is a leadership podcast, Dave, and you've given us a lot of leadership stuff already, and we've got just a few minutes left. Is there anything else that you want young leaders to be aware of, young leaders to know when it comes to leadership, things that you wish you perhaps would have known, you know, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago? Anything else that you want to offer them today?
Yeah, I think there's a couple of quick things. One, give up goals and go up goals. I talk about that a lot. Give up goals are like, hey, you want to quit smoking or overeating or you want to quit doing. Give up goals, tell everybody, because their negative reinforcement will help you. You tell them you want to lose 10 pounds, they see you eating ice cream, they'll be negative towards you. Go up goals, the things that you want to be, do, and have, the progressive vision for you. Align yourself with trusted people that really want to see you succeed.
Mm.
It's really an important thing. And the way to build that is to invest in those type of relationships. I think the other thing, too, is just be motivated. Christian leaders out there, be motivated. The Word of God says, when the righteous rule, the people rejoice.
Yes. Yes.
This is more than just you. There are other people that are waiting on the other side of the equation for you to reach the fullness of your leadership. They're crying out in some regard for people that are righteous to rule. So take your leadership role seriously, whether it's a mother or your leadership role with your kids, or you've got a small business, or you're working in the marketplace. Believe it, you know, set your mind towards it, and God will give you the experience. And the other thing too, Larry, I'm a sponge for books. And,
yeah, so am I.
You know, I love them. I read and read and read. And, you know, you can't take 100% of everything, but just read some great books, and you can get some nuggets from there, and it's really transformational.
Right. Yeah, I think some wise man or woman of God once said, a year from now, our life will be the same it is now, with the exception of the books we read and the people we hang out with. And I think that's really, really, really true. Dave Yarns, it's so good to have you on the podcast today. Thank
you. Wonderful to be here.
I want to encourage everyone on the podcast, again, pick up this book, Three Circle Strategy for a Fulfilling Life. Dave Yarns, ignite your passion, chart your course, and own your life. And if you are in the marketplace, you're in business, and you say, I want to find a place to find like-minded people where I can connect with. Kingdom Business Association would be a great place to do that. And I love the way you connect the prophetic, this whole spiritual side, the prophetic, with the practical side of seeing, you know, businesses be all they're called to be by the Lord. And, you know, we got to know who we called to walk this thing out with. You know, We're all called to different aspects, and we just need to walk with and serve and stand together with those even might be involved in different kinds of ministries than us, but the ministry of the marketplace is so powerful and so important. Dave, thank you. Thank you again for being with us today.
An honor and a pleasure.
So for all of you watching today, again, check out the show notes and our producer, Melina. Melina, shout out to you. Thank you so much for all that you do to make this happen. And we'll be back here next week. We've got lots and lots and lots and lots of exciting and amazing podcasts coming up with people who literally are from all over the world. And so it's a joy to serve together with you. And we'll look forward to seeing you back here next week.
Thank you for listening to Larry Kreider's Leadership Podcast. If you want more information about any of Larry's books, daily devotionals, small group resources, or any other teachings, go to LarryKreider.com.